Welcome to day four, the wisdom of your body. Today, Deepak reinforces our vision of perfect health by discussing how we can tap into the self-regulating magnificence of our bodies. I just love the thought of that. In truth, the body really takes care of us, responding to feedback loops or communication channels we create within ourselves. For instance, you ever notice it when you're happy or sad? How your brain sends corresponding chemicals everywhere in the body and the body reacts in kind to those chemical signals? That's why it's so important that we pay attention to the messages that we're sending our bodies, because those messages play a vital role in our good health. Positive makes more positive. So let's listen as Deepak tells us more about the brilliant organism that is the human body and the co-creative power each of us has to optimize our health. Then we'll go into the stillness of meditation together.
There is a famous Vedic verse. It is our duty to the rest of mankind to be perfectly healthy, because we are ripples in the ocean of consciousness. And when we are sick, even a little, we disrupt the cosmic harmony. Your body, a wondrous component of the universe's cosmic dance, is an intelligent vehicle for the mind and spirit, always naturally and effortlessly working toward healing, operating optimally and restoring balance. In Ayurveda, the science of life, the goal is always to return the body to the level of perfect balance that lies within each person, no matter how ill. Conventional wisdom tells us that if we want to find this balance and be healthy, we must take care of ourselves. However, the real secret to lifelong good health is actually the opposite. We must allow our bodies to take care of us. The human body consists of 50 trillion cells that function perfectly under the same guiding principle, and the organ that governs and regulates that intelligence is the brain. The entire physical system has been designed to maintain life indefinitely. Our cells have perfected specialized functions for each organ and tissue. They've learned to cooperate with one another, staying in constant communication. Modern medicine, for all its advances, knows less than 10% of what your body knows instinctively. In reality, doctors don't heal their patients. They facilitate the body's healing system, adding whatever is lacking when self-healing falters. By the same logic, everything we do to take care of our bodies is just an adjunct to letting our bodies take care of us. The brain and central nervous system send a constant stream of messages, creating a feedback loop of information. One side of the feedback loop runs automatically. The other side is affected by free will and choice. This is important to remember. Our perception of experiences and our day-to-day choices enter our body's feedback loop, sending a chemical signal from the brain to our cells. The entire feedback loop runs on that mechanism. And as far as the cell is concerned, There is no difference between a message that began as an emotion or one that began as estrogen or adrenaline. While exercising, getting proper nutrition, avoiding toxins and other physical measures play roles in overall good health. More important are the messages our cells receive. The body is an intelligent mechanism, governed by a brain that will take care of us for life if we minimize negative messages and maximize those that are positive. As we begin meditation, let's contemplate our centering thought. I trust the wisdom of my body. I trust the wisdom of my body. Please sit comfortably. Place your hands on your lap, or maybe up or down on your knees. Take some deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling for a few rounds. Inhale slowly and deeply. And then release. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to feel more at ease. Now, gently introduce the mantra. It is the sound Om, the universal sound, which celebrates our connection with everything in the universe. Repeat the mantra silently to yourself. Om. Om. Whenever you find yourself distracted by noises around you or thoughts, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om. Om. Continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Now, on your own, just mentally. it's time to release the mantra and bring your awareness back into your body. Take a moment to rest. Open your eyes only when you feel you're ready. As you continue with your day, think about the dialogue you have with yourself and contemplate the centering thought. I trust the wisdom of my body. I trust the wisdom of my body. I trust the wisdom of my body. Namaste.